Tom, it certainly appears to. Got a great reception, wasn't in the hardest season, so if this is any guidepost, I think it will add a significant amount to the economy. Our history is that when substantial attractions like Legoland open, they add between 1 million and 1.5 million new visitors to the marketplace.
So that seems like a lot. Is that a pretty fair definition of success for that kind of a new attraction, 1 million plus per year?
Yeah, and they're going to add a water park, and they're going to eventually add a hotel, and they'll get up to $1.5 million.
I'm glad you mentioned that about the hotels, Hank, because that part of Polk County has very limited hotel stock. I don't know how many rooms, but not enough. Legoland owners say they plan to build a hotel nearby, but that's not until like 2014, 2015. Where will guests spend the night till then?
Well, it'll be a day trip park until there is a hotel there. But I do believe that it has significant drawing power to be able to succeed as a day trip park.
So if they're working out arrangements with hotels in Orlando, that would suggest that many people will stay probably closer to the Disney, Universal, SeaWorld hub, and then make the day trip out to Legoland, as you said. But what might happen when Legoland does become a full-fledged resort? They're building a water park, they're building a hotel, probably other hotels will follow. Enough to keep families busy for more than a day. Is it then possible that Legoland will draw some visitors away from the older parks?
Well, it's certainly possible it's going to do that now. In fact, it's likely, Tom. So the real question for the market as a whole is how many additional new visitors will the park add over on top of the visitors that are already here, Tom? That's really the critical thing for the market as a whole and for the economic impacts of Legoland on this region.
So then that all has to be part of your calculation when you figure the economic impact. How many visitors are showing up strictly for Legoland and skipping the other parks, and how many do Legoland plus Disney or Universal or whatever?
Sure. I mean, if Legoland gets 1 million visitors, but it cannibalizes 1 million from the market that was already here, then it doesn't add anything net to the market as a whole. It certainly succeeds on its own, but doesn't help the market.
Well, with that in mind, then, can you estimate any kind of dollar figure of what the economic impact will be of this new attraction?
Well, assuming that it performs like some of the existing attractions have, it will add a significant part to the marketplace. I estimate probably on the order of $250 million in the first year. That assumes about a 50% cannibalization and 50% new customers. That's about what's happened when other major attractions have opened, like Harry Potter, for example, Tom.
Well, what about jobs? The construction phase, at least on the main park, is finished. There'll be some more construction, as we mentioned, for the next couple of years on the planned water park and the hotel. But how many permanent jobs can we expect?
They're on the order of 3,000 permanent jobs for a park like this.
Well, that's a great boost for that part of Central Florida where they certainly need it. But, you know, I thought it was interesting that Legoland is focused on a very specific demographic, families with children ages 2 to 12. And also last week, Disney World announced its newest resort, The Art of Animation, which features themes from kids' movies like Finding Nemo and Little Mermaid. And that project is also designed to attract young families. Now, apparently, these planners have data identifying that as a growing demographic. What's going on with that? Are we having another baby boom coming up?
We've had another baby boom. That's exactly what is happening, Tom. It's the Echo Boomers are now having their own babies. And so, yes, we absolutely are.
So it's the Echo Boom of the Echo Boom.
It is. And we're also seeing substantial increases in international tourism where people are bringing their younger children to Central Florida. And this Central Florida area has become so well known globally for its family-oriented and kid-friendly attractions.
So clearly this is a positive thing for the merchants and residents in Winter Haven, many of them former Cypress Gardens employees. But what about the entire area, the rest of Central Florida? Do you think Legoland will have a significant lasting impact?
I do, Tom. It is a very significant park with a well-financed owner who can promote the park. The history of openings of new attractions in Central Florida like this has been extraordinarily positive. Yes, there is a little bit of cannibalization from the market, but mostly they survive on bringing new people into the market. And the other attractions all have to promote to protect their market share, so the end result has been a substantial upward movement. I would cite our recent example of Harry Potter, which brought in substantial visitors to Universal, but also brought in substantial visitors to the market as a whole. It didn't just cannibalize what was otherwise coming here. It actually did bring new customers. And once those customers come, they tend to want to come again.